بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. There is no advice that is better than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said the ayat concerning Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the best zada safar, the best resource and the best provision for travel is at taqwa. And Allah said, wattaquni, he said, I have my taqwa. Ya ulil albab, those of you who have intelligence. My brothers and sisters, one of the recurring bimaris, one of the recurring evils or illnesses that we keep getting subjected to from time to time is this issue of forwarding messages. Now, people forward all sorts of stuff, and unfortunately, because today we are today, and meaning God knows, at least this has been the case for almost as long as I can remember, only bad news is news. So therefore, almost every message you get is a negative message. And this is something which is very damaging, because it does two bad things. One is it makes you feel bad, right? It makes you feel depressed and so on. But the worst thing is that over time, if you get enough of these, and if you keep watching them, and if you keep listening to them and reading them, then it makes you insensitive. It deadens your heart. And then you can't really feel anything. So it's okay. You see some, horrible atrocity happening, and yeah, it's okay. One more. I saw this yesterday also. So it's like that. You get used to it. And believe me, if you are one of those who forwards these messages, no matter what your rationale is, believe me, you are one of those who is propagating this illness. You are a contagion. So do not be a contagion. Don't be a contagion, right? Don't spread illness. So what must you do? I have this rule which I want to share with you of whether to forward or to send a message. And I always try to stick to it. The times that I forget to stick to it, I regret those times, because I immediately see what I have done, and I am very sorry about that. But as far as I know, I try to stick to that as much as I can. My rule is it's a three-point rule, and I'll send you this rule along with this message, so that you have that before you when you are listening to this reminder. My rule is about forwarding messages. First one is how will the recipient benefit from my message or forward? So that's the first thing to ask yourself. How will the recipient benefit from the message or the forward? So whether you are the originator of the message or whether you just forwarded it, how will the recipient benefit from that? Ask this question, and you should be able to have a clear answer. I am sending this message to my brother Zafar because this is how I know Zafar will benefit from it. Right? So this must be clear in my mind. If I'm not clear, then don't send the message until you become clear. Second question is, if I don't forward this message, how will it harm the recipient? Right? So if I do not send this forward or this message, how will it harm the recipient? So one is, by sending it, how am I benefiting him? Secondly, if I don't send it, how will it harm him? So it's like saying, Zafar's house is on fire, and if I don't tell him, his house will burn down. So I'm clear now. Okay, I must tell him because his house is on fire. Or, for example, I might find that, this person, this friend of mine is indulging in something which is wrong, which is haram, which is harmful for him. So let me send him this hadith concerning this matter, which will be beneficial for him. So first question, how will the recipient benefit from your message? Second one is, if I don't send the message, how will the person be harmed. Third one is, what action, what positive action can the recipient take about what you sent him? So now you might say, well, you know, this person, I didn't, my message is not something which, it is something which is, you know, maybe some piece of knowledge which he didn't have, I must tell him. But is it something in his control? Can he do anything about that? Because if you just send me a message which I have no control over, then what am I supposed to do with that? So I read this now. Then what? So please answer these three questions. And if you do not have an answer to these three questions, please do not send any messages or forwards. By all means, do send messages asking about other people's, asking your friends about, you know, how are they doing, how are things, how are you, how am I. Send good, nice messages about what you are doing in your life, what are you enjoying, you know, what are the good things in life. If you need some help, by all means, ask for that help. I mean, I'm not against that. So do that also. By all means, share jokes. I mean, and again, be, I don't need to say this, but, you know, sometimes people send jokes which are, I know there was a time, you know, like when I was maybe 16 years old, when I used to enjoy that. But today, I mean, I am 50 years away from that. Right? So some nonsense or some sexual innuendo or, you know, some sort of racially or gender insensitive kind of nonsense. I mean, please, let's grow up. Right? Let's grow up. And growing up is not about about how many inches how tall you are. It's growing up is the mind. It's how many inches is not your. It's not a 56-inch chest. It's a 56-inch brain and heart. So think about that. And so ask yourself. By all means, send messages. I mean, nice jokes and so on. Those who send me messages or any forward, any film, any video related to wildlife, birds, fish, whatnot, the Qudrat of Allah, most welcome. I thoroughly enjoy it. I appreciate it. And there are a couple of friends of mine who send me at least one every day. And I'm most grateful to them. It really adds value to my life, because that's my area of interest. So by all means, I mean, things which are good and positive. But please do not send around messages which are really, if you look at it, they are harmful. They are not just neutral. And which is to do with all of the stuff that is happening in the world today. You know, especially where people are being oppressed and this and that. Now, you might say, well, you know, do you want me to ignore all that? No, please don't ignore it. Because ignoring it will mean that your heart is dead. So what must you do? Instead of wasting time, your own time and other people's time by forwarding messages, stand in salah, stand in tahajjud and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the protection of those who are being oppressed and against those who are oppressing. Now that is a positive thing to do. That is a positive thing to do. So do that, right? Make dua for people to be helped. Make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change their lives. And then help them in whichever way you can. So wherever you are, if you can donate some money or, you know, you can help in some other way, please do that. Please understand, just think about this. There were people in India, for example, when the when we had them, all the laborers, I hate this term, migrant labor. They were not migrated from anywhere. These were Indian citizens who were in one part of the country and they came from another part of the country. They were not migrants. I think the media invents these terms and we, like fools, we keep on using them. So when this crisis was there, when these people were going, you had a lot of people sending messages back and forth, see what is happening, see what they are doing, see what they are doing. And then you had a handful of people who actually went and did something about it. They fed those people, they gave them clothes, they gave them shelter. You know, somebody arranged some transport and so on. Now, tell me, which was more useful and beneficial? Now, that's the point I'm making. My point is, instead of sending, if you're really so bothered about what's happening, go do something about it instead of sending messages. Sending messages does not help, does not do anything. It just gives a false sense of achievement, which is completely and totally false. I can give you an example about that, which I don't want to do. It is not appropriate for a Fajr reminder. But It's seriously, it is like that, right? So if you want to go do something, do something. Instead of that, don't forward messages. And as I told you, the best thing we can do is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only Allah can change the conditions. So make dua to Allah to change the conditions of the people. And please follow this rule of mine. To recap, what must you do? Answer three questions. How will the recipient benefit from your message? If you don't forward the message, how will it harm the recipient? And three, what positive action can the recipient take about what you sent them? Unless you answer these three questions, do not send any message or forward to anyone. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum.